Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everybody, it is the second hour of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's me, your host, the doctor, honorary doctor, Lord Reverend Captain K.S.
And it's Ian.
And Ian, yes, thank you. Sorry, I have to laugh sometimes at the length of the actual title. I was asked about it again last night. We were having some dinner with some people. They're like, what's your full title again? And I had to think about it for a minute. Honorary Doctor, Lord, Reverend, Captain Kickass. So the doctor is the honorary part because I didn't, you know, I'm not an MD or a PhD. So
why don't you call yourself a doctor or whatever? I mean, anybody can be a doctor. Somebody told you you were a doctor. You're a doctor.
Well, that's true. But I like, you know, that's just one more word.
Oh, adding honorary to it. Okay. Honorary, you don't think that takes away from it?
I mean, do I really care?
No.
I don't think I do. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Looks like we had a caller lined up. Logan, looks like he dropped off. So, Logan, if you're out there and you want to talk, give us a call back. Moving on from this story from Bitcoin.com that we covered about the Attilus Gym and their crypto fundraiser.
Yep.
I wanted to talk a little bit about... We learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past. What do I mean by that? You might be asking yourself. And ask yourself, you might... there have been several versions of this article. I think I saw one on MSNBC, but this one I got from dailymail.co.uk. Germany to repurpose refugee camps to detain people who repeatedly flout COVID rules by going out when they should be quarantining. Here's the bullet points. Germans who don't quarantine to be held in detention centers under COVID rules. I mean, do these people just not learn? You can't put people in camps. It's just not going
to happen. Well, they've done it before, so, I mean, they certainly know how to.
Bullet point number two. The state of Saxony has confirmed plans to hold rule breakers in a refugee camp.
Just dust off the old books and, you know.
Why don't they bust out the armbands and the swastikas while they're at it?
Don't give them any ideas. They probably already ran, they probably already thought of that.
Baden-Württemberg will use two hospital rooms under watch of German police. That's to aid in the quarantine process. Schleswig-Holstein will use an area within a juvenile detention center. Literally going to put people who disobey the COVID rules into a prison.
That's because they think, well, juvenile prison, in fact, in this case. But
Now, I can say I have been to a maximum security juvenile detention facility.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
Yeah, I've heard they're worse than some other prisons.
It's not a joke. There might be some form of juvenile detention that's, you know, a little more day campish, you know, where like it's, you know, like a work release thing, you know, or whatever, that kind of thing. But no, maximum security juvenile detention might as well be regular prison, in my estimation. So, at any rate, those are the bullet points. Germans who refuse to quarantine after being exposed to COVID will be held in detention centers under new rules prepared by regional authorities. The eastern state of Saxony has confirmed plans to hold quarantine flouters in a fenced-off section of a refugee camp to be built next week.
Oh, see, they're going to build a whole new camp.
Yeah, it's not the same. We're building a new one.
Right, it'll be compassionate.
This time it'll be different.
Right. See, they learned the lessons from the last time they did the camps, and now they're going to do camps the right way.
Camp kill yourself.
Well, that'll probably happen there.
The regional state claimed that the facility will only be used for people who have repeatedly flouted lockdown rules around self-isolation.
See, only the most, offensive of the populace will be put into this place, because no one likes repeated scofflaws. And so, therefore, no one will object. Because first they came for the people who flouted the coronavirus rules.
Yep. And you know.
Oh, no, first they came for the Nazis. Then they came for the people who flouted the coronavirus rules.
This Baden-Württemberg person in southwest Germany will use two hospital rooms to detain repeat offenders who will be guarded by police. In Brandenburg, authorities will detain a section of a refugee center, while Schleswig-Holstein...
A section of the refugee center, I think. They're using a refugee center.
Yeah, that's...
For the detention.
It's written poorly, but it is the British, Schleswig-Holstein will use an area within a juvenile detention center. Legal experts told Die Welt that the state governments have powers to detain people for breaching quarantine rules under the Disease Protection Act.
Yeah, I mean, basically some people wrote some stuff on a piece of paper, and don't think for a moment that, oh, well, this is Germany, and so it can't happen here.
It's already happening here.
Well, right, and actually it was New York State. Within the last few weeks, a state representative there put forward, or senator or whoever, put forward a bill to basically have camps there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we also saw it was the Centers for Disease Control also has a set of specifications for utilizing camps to separate people by those, I think it was, who are likely to catch COVID and those who aren't. And they consider those who are likely to catch them
right. The
ones that aren't obeying, the ones who aren't putting on masks and such.
Well, and in case any of our listeners have not been paying close attention, the way these politicians get the supposed power to do all these things is by declaring an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there's some sort of weird mutated flu-like virus going around, whatever, you know. You all know what it is. And it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. Suddenly I have power.
Right, and why wouldn't they want that? I mean, why wouldn't they want to have that power? Some would say that there's been a state of emergency in place since, like, 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, this Disease Protection Act over in Germany was passed by the German Bundestag last March and renewed in November. Again, another temporary government order that, I'm sure will be permanent by the time it's all said and done.
Oh, no, don't worry. As soon as Biden gets in, all of this is going to go back to normal. There are actually people who believe that.
I'm just impressed that you can say that without, like, laughing.
There are people who believe that, and there are also people who believe that Trump is going to be inaugurated on Wednesday.
That's true. The German plan has been widely criticized, with MP Joanna Kotar accusing the Saxony government of, quote, reading too much Orwell, unquote. Which, I mean, yeah. Maybe a few other authors could be thrown in there, too. German authorities have come under fire for their management.
Hold on. If you read too much Orwell, does that make you want to become a statist?
Oh.
I haven't read too much Orwell, so I don't know if that has actually...
Well, first of all, how does one read too much Orwell?
Well, I don't know. I've only really ever read one of his books,
yeah,
actually.
And that was 1984, right?
No, it was Animal Farm.
Oh, Animal Farm. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I would think that if you read too much Orwell, you might be a little leaning towards anti-statism.
Yeah, shouldn't you be questioning so-called authority, questioning the state if you're reading books by Orwell?
Yeah, I think they meant something more along the lines of, hey, 1984 was not an instruction manual.
Did I hear that Amazon is like the number one selling book right now? I don't know if that's true.
I heard that as well, and I cannot confirm or deny.
I hope it's true.
That it's true.
That'd be nice.
German authorities have come under fire for their management of the pandemic, with proposals to impose national vaccine mandates. Sound familiar, everybody? In a bid to control the virus-branded social dynamite by opposing figures. It comes as Chancellor Angela
Social
Merkel.
Dynamite. They're branding the virus social dynamite, when, of course, the virus really didn't do much of anything. I mean, yeah, a few people died. Okay. But people would have died because of the flu, so, like, what's the difference? We didn't blow up society over the flu or really anything else prior to this.
Social Dynamite sounds like a really horrible, like, boy band or something.
Here's Social Dynamite, everybody!
603-283-6160 is our number. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Stay tuned.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The show is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
Mm-hmm.
866-328-3610. That is the telephone number for this radio program called Free Talk Live. It is a live radio call-in talk show where you can take control of the waves of the air and talk about anything you want. You talk about stuff we're talking about. You can bring up your own topics. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And you got Ian.
And we have been talking about German COVID quarantine caps.
Mm.
Yes, the camps have returned.
It's okay. This time, the camps are to keep you safe.
We'll we can talk more about that. But first, let's go to Logan calling from North Carolina. Logan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So this might kind of fall in line with Nobody's app that he's doing with the, I forget the name, but the
Cell 411.
QRF.
Yep.
Cell 411 is a decentralized, well, somewhat decentralized. It's an app that allows you to send emergency alerts to your friends and family so they can come help you in the event of something happening to you.
Yeah. So myself, I'm a protective security consultant stuff and private industry. And
cool.
I always had the idea that, if we want to decentralize and get away from, the big law enforcement agencies and the cops and stuff, why don't we have local communities, towns, cities, villages, whatever, invest in, paying for a local security force, that's, profit motivated and, they're beholden to the people that they serve, directly, and it could be as simple as, contractors, security contractors, that contract comes up for review, every 6 months to a year or something. And, that could be something that, would be beneficial, to replace or even, supplement, law enforcement agencies.
I agree. I like where you're going with the idea. There are communities where this does happen. Now, they're generally wealthy communities because these are the types of folks that can afford to do something like that, because most folks are in a position where their retort would obviously be something along the lines of, well, that's what we have police for.
If you
look at the amount of money we, these people and these communities pay in taxes for law enforcement, and they're buying, Bearcats like they did in Keene and stuff. I mean, that's a pittance for how much you could pay for, five or six guys, that are well trained and vetted.
Well, keep in mind the money for Bearcats comes from the federal government. So it's the local police departments that I've never heard of local police departments buying their own Bearcat on their own volition. I'm sure there's some of the larger ones that probably have, Los Angeles County or something like that. But here in Keene, New Hampshire, the $285,000 that they paid for the Bearcat came from the federal government. And the federal government also gives out grants to, communities, cities, not communities, but, government gangs to buy more police officers as well. So they do all kinds of things to more militarize and strengthen the local police forces and basically federalize the local police forces, because the more they owe the feds for their equipment and their men, the more obedient that they are going to be to the feds. So, for instance, when you have a Bearcat as a local community, town or city or whatever, then there's also a contract that goes along with the Bearcat that says whenever the feds come to town, maybe they need to do a raid on somebody for the DEA or ICE or whatever, then they get to use the Bearcat. So the local police are essentially the caretakers for this federal piece of equipment.
It's just free storage.
That's right. And they take care of the oil changes and they take care of the
free maintenance,
putting gas in it. Yeah, so it's maintained for the feds when the feds want to swoop in and pick it up for a ride.
Essentially, Keene's is acting as a rental company for their armored vehicle.
And you say you're a security professional, so I mean, I get where you're coming from. Like, hey, that would definitely be a better situation if there was some sort of review of a contract over 6 months. But it's still a centralized proposal that ultimately forces everyone who's a taxpayer, which is everybody, in a given area to support this one company. And what if they don't want to support that company? What if they'd rather just take their chances or hire a different company or, you know, have their neighborhood security take care of it.
In well, some ways,
you can make it optional.
Then, okay, great.
Like with household security systems, you know, if you want this group of individuals to be on call for you, you know, you could pay a subscription or membership fee or whatever.
Yes, that's fine. Optional's fine.
Or you could even transition to, you know, neighborhood watch kind of style where people within the community themselves volunteer and they get the training or whatever, and they're the volunteer, mm-hmm. you know, QRF, you know, not firefighters, but they're like the volunteer QRF for, emergencies.
I would applaud some entrepreneurial people doing some type of a RFP, a request for proposal to a small community with the ideas such as you've laid out, Logan, you know, to, you know, say, hey, do a cost benefit analysis of your police force and how much are you spending on that, you know, on an annual basis. Well, we can come in, we can do it for less, and we can do it, you know, in a way that is voluntary and that people can opt in if they want to, et cetera, and so on, and, you know, make a proposal that way. That would be a good start. It's not, you know, completely the ideal situation, but certainly progress needs to be made in that type of industry to yeah. overcome the state.
And that's when we'll start to see the real innovations, which we don't get to see because the police have no incentive to innovate.
Well, you guys gave me an idea there, so I'll look into that myself, and appreciate you guys your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Logan. We appreciate you. You know, good ideas do not require force, and that is a good idea.
Yeah, and in the beginning, people, when it comes to a good idea, they're going to push against it. They're going to say, "Oh, that's, you know, that'll never make it. You can never fly." You know, all kinds of statements like that. And then eventually they'll admit that it was self-evident all along. It's like, oh, yeah, I always knew that would work.
Yeah. Well, they'll flout themselves as the people who
they came up with it. Yeah.
Well, only based on our expertise and judged solely by us. You know, yeah. Let's go to Ralph, who's calling from Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So, talking about election interference. Did you hear about the Vatican's involvement?
Mad again at the Vatican?
Well, the Vatican has a satellite, Leonardo, and they use the satellite to change the numbers on the elections, and in coordination with the American Embassy in Rome. I mean, there's charges flying all over
Italy. Are you saying the Vatican?
Witnesses are being deposed, and meanwhile, you know, you look at Trump.
You're going too fast for me. You're saying the Vatican has a satellite that they use to manipulate United States elections?
Yes.
Too ridiculous.
They changed the numbers on the way to Frankfurt.
Bro. Ralph, can you hang on? I want to talk to you more about this. Stay on the line.
Wow, interesting. Captain needs more dose of crazy. All right.
I've not heard this particular claim before. 603-283-6160. We'll try and get more out of Ralph when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world, so I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's Shire Society.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden has indicated one of the first things he will do in office is cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. During a call with Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reportedly asked him to hold off on any cancellation of the pipeline. Cancellation of the pipeline would eliminate thousands of jobs in Canada and the United States. The average price for a gallon of gasoline has gone up over 15 cents in the past 2 weeks. Melania Trump is calling her time as First Lady the greatest honor of her life. Trump tweeting a farewell video on Monday, urging kindness and for people to be passionate in everything they do.
I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace.
USA Radio News. Johns Hopkins University says the United States is very close to reaching 400,000 deaths from COVID-19. The death toll stands just under 398,000. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease and Research and Policy. He tells MSNBC he believes the worst is yet to come.
Well, I've often been trying to call this pandemic, much like a baseball game, to give you a sense of where I think we are. And unfortunately, I've been saying for several months that I think we're basically at the bottom of the third or top of the fourth. And I don't think we're much farther than that right now. I worry that the very darkest days of the pandemic will be before us, even though we have vaccine coming, which is a very, very good thing. I think this new variant, this mutated virus that we're seeing in England, Ireland, and elsewhere, which is now here in the United States, means that we could have really our roughest days in the immediate months ahead.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience is probably smooth. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect over at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. I like those guys, AnyPay guys.
They do great work.
They do great work, and their cash register app is, well, single-handedly helping me do things here in Keene, New Hampshire, like buy dinner and go to the grocery store or the convenience store. And
I use it tonight.
Nice.
I wish we had a grocery store that took it.
Yeah,
there.
Well, you know what I mean.
We do have three convenience stores, however.
By groceries, I mean beer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The essentials.
Only the important stuff. Yeah.
You want more crazy.
Let's go back to Ralph. So, Ralph, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, I did a cursory Google search, if you will.
So did I.
A DuckDuckGo, because I don't like using Google. And I did find a Reuters article that claims to be a fact check. I didn't get to read all the way through it, but there does seem to be a conspiracy around this Italian organization called...
Hold on, you got to recap. What he said when he called in was that he believes that there's a Italian satellite owned by the Vatican.
Right.
That has somehow interfered with the American electoral vote counting.
Yeah, of course, you know, all through computers, but the American embassy in Rome was part of it. And see, the votes got sent over and got counted in Frankfurt. So
what?
They were intercepted by the Leonardo satellite, and the votes were switched.
Frankfurt what? You talking about it, Germany?
That's where they're counted. You know our votes are counted overseas in Spain and in Germany?
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had
video footage of people counting the votes in the United States, dude.
Yeah,
they did.
No.
Are you saying that are you saying those videos were all deep fakes? That they're all fake videos of all those people counting votes? What about the people who went in to actually observe the vote counting?
When all the votes are tabulated together, when they're all put together, that's when the big changes happen. Where you
why would you think
like
that they would need
thousands of votes at a time?
Okay, why would you think they would need to send voting count data overseas to be tabulated?
Because,
you know, that's a simple calculator.
That's the way they have it rigged, okay?
No,
so anyway,
they can rig the votes in a bunch of different ways that don't involve having to send them through a satellite owned by the Vatican to Frankfurt, Germany. I mean, this is the most ridiculous...
The Vatican satellite was used to intercept the votes. When
satellites don't work that way.
The internet.
No, satellites. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You have no idea anything about satellites and how the internet works and how satellites work.
We're just going to go ahead and put them on hold. And thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. What I did want to say about this was the press release, which is fueling the conspiracy to which Ralph is referring to.
No, what's fueling this conspiracy is total ignorance of technology.
What's fueling Ralph?
Well, and the right, you know, the correct belief that there is, you know, some skullduggery going on, that there likely was some sort of fraud because it's an election. I mean,
right.
The government gang is a fraudulent organization, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans who are in charge of it. There's going to be fraud. You know, exactly what form that fraud takes, I can't say precisely, but I can tell you it's not what Ralph is saying.
No, and in fact, the article from Reuters, while it maintains that there is some folks who have a conspiracy theory, it is unable to provide any verification.
That's because because the claims are completely out of whack. You can't verify these claims because they're unverifiable, because they're just completely false on their face.
The press release in question, which claims to have come from Rome, Italy on January 5th, alleges that an employee of the Italian defense, security, and aerospace company called Leonardo S.P.A. provided a shocking deposition detailing his role in the most elaborate criminal act affecting the U.S. election. So,
tell us, Leonardo is a weapons contractor.
Correct.
And they are based, an aerospace company, they are based out of Italy.
Correct.
They may, I don't know if it's true that the Vatican has a piece of them. That could be, maybe. Let's presume that that's the case. But, I cannot find any kind of satellite owned by Leonardo. They launch satellites. They may indeed have a piece of some satellites up there and or own some satellites. But there is not a satellite there called Leonardo that I'm aware of. And I'm kind of into satellite technology. Technology to some extent. I mean, I'm by no means like an expert at it, but I've seen, you know, I've been on Lingsat more than a handful of times. That's a website that has all kinds of information about every single one of the satellites that is at least knowingly in orbit above us. But further, most internet communications of any sort of import are not passing through satellites. You know, you don't even need satellites to get internet to most islands anymore. They've got underground cables that provide internet connections to very, very remote locations. So, I mean, yes, you can get satellite internet, but it's not like the satellites are some sort of, you know, elite tapping location for people that want to hack into things. You can, if you've got what it takes to do hacking, you don't need to have control of a satellite.
Yeah, the USA Today also apparently has debunked the theory that
Gamergate
occurred, and Reuters as well. Now, I'm not one to say...
You don't even need the media
to debunk
this. I'm
not one to
this.
Say, hey, the mainstream media debunked a thing. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that
normally,
doesn't mean jack.
Normally
I mean, look,
that's a red flag for me. But.
Well, right. Obviously, the media wants to debunk anything that has to do with saying, oh, there's a conspiracy or there was some sort of election fraud. And again, there probably was election fraud. I mean, didn't...
I mean, all elections are fraudulent because they violate the non-aggression principle.
Wasn't there... Well, but there are also other reasons why they're fraudulent, even from within that system. I mean, you've got the, what is it called, Dominion. This is like the voting company, the machine manufacturer or whatever. They're owned by family members of politicians.
Right.
So if you want to scam those elections, you just program it into the software.
Yep.
You don't have to go through some kind of crazy external hack.
Right.
You are inside the system. You are the programmer. The buddies of the politicians are running the companies that are connecting the dots.
I was just thinking in my head, I'm like, I wonder if one day at the Vatican, the Pope was sitting around going, I've got an idea. Let's log into this satellite and let's interfere with the elections via this remote satellite.
No, this comes from a larger conspiracy theory, and we didn't keep him on long enough, and I'm glad we didn't. But I'm sure if we kept pressing, we could have uncovered that he believes that the Pope is actually in charge of the United States government and is all being done under the auspices of the United Kingdom and the Queen. I mean, there's all kinds of just absolutely Looney Tunes conspiracy theories out there.
Looney Tunes is a conspiracy theory?
I hope not.
Like Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd?
Mm, no.
No? Porky Pig? No? Not a conspiracy? Okay. Well, I was surprised because I've not heard that the Vatican, you know, was like, you know, using satellites to interfere with the U.S. election. And I was like, oh, this is a pretty fantastic claim. So usually I see these sorts of things online before our callers alert us to these sorts of things. But that one got by me.
Oh, yeah. There's a real, real crazy, deep conspiracy world out there.
603-283-6160 is our telephone number. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Monday night edition. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And we've been talking about, well, all sorts of fun stuff.
Lots of callers tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for participating, everybody. And let's go right back to your calls and your thoughts. First, we have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Bad Slave.
Hi, a previous caller there brought up the possibility of private security, you know, paid directly by the people,
yeah,
you know, to replace police.
Gosh, wouldn't that
and,
be nice?
That... one of the benefits,
mm-hmm.
one of the benefits of doing that would be that we could, you know, interfere with federal jurisdictions. Which doesn't exist in the states, by the way, you know, except on federal property, I guess. But the fact is that that all federal authorities that come into the state of New Hampshire, for instance, would have to, you know, be escorted by. Some local police or sheriffs or state police.
Okay.
And without that, they're dead in the water. And we would, in my town at least, I would make certain that that we don't even contract that possibility into the mix.
Right, so you could write in the contract something that says, hey, you know, we don't recognize the federal authority, and so therefore, if you come, you'll be just escorted right out.
Right, and I think that it's understood by most of us that have constitutional awareness, I have, seen that it's unconstitutional the most of the laws that are written, particular those that are without any assigned victim,
mm-hmm.
that those laws are not constitutional by any stretch of the imagination. That's why they'll plead out long before they ever get to a trial in most cases.
Understood. Thanks for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Constitutional or not, I mean, the laws that are constitutional have been bastardized and taken advantage of in ways that, I mean, the rabbit hole goes pretty deep on all of that.
The Constitution has been a very poor bulwark against keeping innocent people out of jail.
Indeed, amongst other things. But what I like about the idea of the private security replacing what's known as the police today is the fact that people would have choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if your police department does a crappy job, don't have any choice.
You got to pay for it.
Your only choice is to pay for it. Pay more.
If you don't, they come and put you in jail.
Right. Instead of being able to say, hey, you know what? Your organization sucks, and we don't want you to do this job anymore. We're going to hire this other organization over here because they have a much better reputation than you do for doing their job or doing the job that we want done.
Now, something that has actually happened here in a town actually fairly nearby to where you live, Captain, they have gotten rid of their police department. And it's been more than one town, actually, in Cheshire County has completely abolished their police department.
I'm sure people in Radio Land can hear my heart warming up to your statement.
Yeah, it's happened. Now, that doesn't mean that the police themselves are completely gone from the area. There are still county sheriffs.
Well, yeah, and there's state patrol.
And there's still
stateies. Kind of stuff,
but they did at least get rid of the town cop in a nearby town.
And guess what?
Everything's okay. Yeah, everything's okay. Like, Mark used to live in the town in question.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew that this had happened. And the town cop at the time was actually sort of a moonlighting Keene police officer. So Keene's a city here in Keene, in southwest New Hampshire where we live. That's sort of like the big, quote-unquote, big city.
Yeah.
So one of their, like, sergeants was acting as the police chief in this other town. So he already had a full-time job with Keene. And so he was doing basically part-time work out in this town, and they said, you know what, we'd just be better off without you. And they cut his position. No one else, there was no one to refill it because the position itself got cut.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, I like it. We could use more of that. Let's continue on. Let's go to Breaking the Flaw, calling from New Hampshire as well. Breaking the Flaw, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I would go back to the election fraud.
Okay.
You guys are talking about that. And I'll go all the way back to my first act of activism, which was when they had the recount in New Hampshire. And, yeah, election fraud is, you know, it is a big joke that we're voting to decide, you know, who's going to rule over us, right? Or
right.
To who you want to rule over your neighbor. But I went to go witness that, and I noticed that they were stacking votes. Right, and I said something, and they still didn't do anything.
When you say that, what do you mean stacking votes?
Yeah, what did you notice specifically? Can you describe it in more detail?
Okay, so I went there to witness the counters,
mm-hmm.
and when they went through the ballots, so they were all like handwritten, like Xerox copied, like who you're voting for type thing, and people would just like check off the box. I saw at the end of each stack from like these boxes that they were going through, at the end were all John McCain stacks, like as in like I saw, you know. It would be enough for him to win that town, right?
Mm.
And I had a friend that followed all the votes being put into, you know, the state vehicles and all over the state. He drove all over the state to witness this. And they were all sealed, and they went into the building, the Secretary of State building. And then when they came out from the back room, all the boxes were unsealed. They weren't opened in public, right? But I'm just showing you guys, it doesn't matter who you vote for. They're just going to rig it no matter what.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, right, and it wouldn't have mattered if it was John McCain who won. It wouldn't have mattered, because John McCain would have still continued to bomb people in the Middle East, and John McCain would have still continued to make the government bigger, and John McCain is an evil person just like Barack Obama.
Dennis Kucinich was challenging it, right? He spent like $2 million to recount.
What a waste
of time. I mean, it'd been a little bit better than a warmonger John McCain, but...
I mean, I, would it have?
Wasn't John McCain? I'm sorry, wasn't John McCain up against Barack Obama?
Yes, but all the votes. Oh no! This is the primary. We're talking about the primary.
Okay.
And I think it was January 10th of 2008 when Dennis Kucinich requested to pay for
Dennis
a recount.
Dennis Kucinich wanted to recount the Republican primary.
It's the entire primary. I guess they. They voted both for Democrat and Republican in that primary.
Yeah. Well, seems like a huge waste.
You could have voted Democrat or Republican in that primary, right? In the Republican primary.
Look it up.
There were Democrats and Republicans in the Republican primary on the votes.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I'm not going to spend any time looking it up because it's just nothing more than political trivia. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah, the state itself is what makes the people corrupt. I say this time and time again to folks, and it doesn't seem to get through, so I'll try saying it one more time, and this isn't directed specifically towards you breaking the law, just to our listeners in general and people, that it is the organization itself that turns you evil. You cannot be a morally decent person. You cannot be a philosophically decent person if you are employed by the government. And that's elected, that's if you're a police officer, that's if you're doing some sort of, you know, paper pushing for the Parks Department or whatever. It's just impossible because you now work for an organization that is based on corruption. By taxation. It is based on corruption in everything that it does. So it can never be a moral organization. It can never be a principled organization. It can be never be a philosophically sound organization because it in of itself is an involuntary organization. You have no choice.
This is like my personal wake-up call. You know, I was still kind of a statist.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, Ron Paul, but I was a delegate for him.
Sure.
Right? And I was kind of like hoping that there was some, you know, let it into the tunnel for government, I guess. But then, you know, that day when I went to the recount was when I met my first free stater, which made me change everything, really.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I mean, I'm glad to hear that happened for you. I've got a question for you. We encountered each other over the weekend at the supposed protest that ended up being much smaller than I think a lot of people expected it to be on Sunday. There was some discussion of it on the show last night, but all three of the people who were on the show weren't there, so they really didn't know what they were saying. But I was there, and you were there. Would you mind staying on with us? Because something happened to you. Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Let me
put you on hold.
Something happened to Joa from breaking the flaw at this thing. I'll tell you what it was.
We'll find out more about that coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.